It's aimed at providing practical information for tidy towns groups, but also gardeners and farmers and walkers and anybody who is interested or who spends a lot of time outdoors. And he will explain how to identify invasive species, their impacts, and how to control and prevent their spread. So the Japanese knotweed, the rhododendron, and the giant hogweed are, I think, they're common household names now at this stage. And they continue to invade the Irish landscape, and they're causing huge destruction to Ireland's ecosystem. So, I suppose it's just to get that information out there. We currently have 1,266 non-native species, but 63 of those have a negative impact. And one of the most harmful invasive species are the zebra mussels, and you might see signs of those different lake shores. So they are particularly problematic. Now you might think, what harm are they? But they change the whole ecology of the lake system. They filter water when feeding. They cause more sunlight to reach the plants at the bottom, and then these plants grow more vigorously, and this completely changes the food web in the lake. And I suppose the one then that we know most about, or we see, and Sligo County Council has a scheme in place, particularly on the national primary routes, of treating these invasive species. And you might see the little signs along the roads when you're driving. So Japanese knotweed has been acknowledged as an invasive species. It holds particular potential to undermine roads. It actually decreases property value. So it is a very harmful and costly species, and it's costly to treat as well, and the particular way of treating them, and Kieran will tell us all about that on Friday.